joining us in those worship courses. And the moment you've been waiting for is just about here. We are so thankful for our children's ministry here at APC. And I might mention to our guest, if you're unaware, we do have a very vibrant children's ministry. They meet on Wednesday nights in a special area for a time of their worship, their children's church. And then, of course, on Sunday mornings, we have age-appropriate classes at 10 a.m. and then at 11 from ages kindergarten up through age 11. We'll be in the back in the 11 o'clock hour while we as adults are out here. So we got a lot of great things going on for our children, and this is a part of that. They've been working long and hard. I want to thank Theo and Chrissy Woolery for their leadership of this. I know they had a great team working with them, but they're the ones that spearheaded it. And all those that work with them, our sound and light crew, everyone's just worked so well, and we're going to have a great time. The story you're going to hear tonight is entitled Wise Guys and Starry Skies, and it's the story of a young boy named Jesse who very much wanted to be a wise man. And so he signs up as a camel boy with what we know as the three wise men or the three kings, with all the other camel boys and cooks that went along with their entourage. And as they're traveling along to find the heavenly king, Jesse is able to share what he knows about the promised Messiah through Old Testament prophecies and songs. And then, of course, by the time they get to Bethlehem, or where the Christ child is, their hearts are prepared to both worship and receive him. So you're going to enjoy this story about Jesse. And to get us started, we've got the pre-K children that are coming right now, and they have a special poem that they're going to offer about wise men. And then as soon as they're finished, wise guys and starry skies.
Send knows on high, so I might try to guess who we might be.
We're the wise guys, looking out to starry skies. Every night we keep our eyes peeled to see what God reveals to wise guys. Looking up to starry skies, every night we keep our eyes heaven bound, heaven bound.
Saint may be a tinker or a lion.
All that's just there. We're the wise guys, looking up to starry skies. Every night we keep our eyes peeled to see what God reveals to wise guys. Looking up to starry skies. Every night we keep our eyes heaven down, heaven down.
But keep in mind that God designed all that's up there.
We're the wise guys, looking up to starry skies. Every night we keep our eyes peeled to see what God reveals to wise guys. Looking up to starry skies. Every night we keep our eyes.
Wise men, astronomers, stargazers, magi, no matter what you call us, we're still wise guys. And when you think the Christmas story, you can't help but think of us, especially Melchior, Gaspar, and Balthazar. But there were other wise guys who made that trip that first Christmas, as well as the cooks and candle boys that went with us. How do I know? I was there. And what a trip that was. It all started the night we saw that incredible star.
I've never seen such a star.
Is it a nova or several planets?
Hello? It must be the sign that we waited for.
Excuse me?
Yes, this star must announce his birth.
Sirs, I'm sorry to disturb you, miss, but are those the wise guys?
Boy, you must have rolled in on the back of a pomegranate cart. Of course they are. Yo! Wise guys!
Don't mind Cookie, my boy. How can we help you?
My name is Jesse, and I've traveled all the way from the west to become a wise guy.
Well, I see. Well, I am Melchior, and this is Gaspar
and Balthazar.
But I'm afraid you've come at a bad time.
That's right, son. We're leaving as quickly as possible to find the Heavenly King.
Why else would God announce his birth with such a magnificent star if you weren't a king sent from heaven? And, oh, you really won't know such a thing.
But I do know about the king, and you're right. Isaiah said, one like the Son of Man will come with the clouds of heaven. And Balaam said, a star shall come forth from Jacob.
What a goofy idea. I'm sure, out of all the ways God could tell us about a king, he's going to use that overblown star.
But what better way for God to speak to stargazers than through a star? Well, after all, that's our language.
Besides, I've always been taught that God doesn't think the way we think, or do things the way we would do them. If I may say so...
There are many wise men and clever women too, but only one always knows exactly what to do. God is wiser than a wise man. His thoughts are higher than the skies. As the earth is below the stars, his ways are higher than ours, and we need to trust his plan. Are higher than the skies. As the earth is below the stars, his ways are higher than ours, and we need to trust his plan. He's wiser than the wisest man.
We think that we're so smart, we know.
Sometimes a
is wiser than a wise man. His thoughts are higher than the skies. As the earth is below the stars, his ways are higher than ours, and we need to trust his plan. He's wiser than the wisest man. Wiser, sharper, brighter, smarter, wiser than the wisest man.
How do you know about the king, my boy?
I've heard stories about him all my life. My dad heard him from his dad, heard him from his dad, heard him
well,
from his dad.
Well, for sure we've heard enough.
You must be hungry, son. Cookie, can we feed this boy?
Sure. Today's menu is prune pit salad, wings of sparrow, and Beetlejuice.
Yum, yum.
Come on, Jesse.
Wait. This king, do you know his name?
I know some of them.
You mean he has more than one?
Sure. Isaiah said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace."
His name will be Wonderful Counselor. His name will be the Mighty God. His name will be the Everlasting Father. His name will be Prince of Peace. Strong men will weep at the sound of his name. Others will breathe it in prayer. Children will sing in a joyous refrain.
Like everything we've been waiting for.
We must go now to worship him.
But yeah. We'll need gifts.
Yes, yes, gifts fit for a king.
But I don't even know his size. How will I know what fits him?
Some wise guy you'd make.
No, Jesse. Something fit for a king means it's something very valuable, something chosen especially for him. Since he's the Prince of Peace, I think I'll choose something suitable for a monarch.
Fit for a king, he'll present a present that is fit for a king. The gift we choose will be a gift fit for royalty, that's it, it's fit for a king.
The gift I hold broke the mold, and I'm told it's very old. I will give him gold.
Very old gold.
When he beholds this old gold, he'll thank me a thousandfold. For if I may be bold, he'll love my gift of gold.
Hit, hit, hit. It's fit for a king. Fit for a king. Fit for a king. He'll present a present that is fit for a king. A gift which he gives will be a gift fit for royalty, that's it. It's fit for a king.
What will you give, Gaspar?
I'll present an incense called frankincense.
Frankincense?
Frankincense. As the fragrance ascends to the firmaments, men will sense his eminence.
Hip, hip, hip. It's fit for a king.
fit for a king, fit for a king. He'll present a present that is fit for a king. The gift which he gives will be a gift fit for royalty. That's it, it's fit for a king.
How about you, Balthazar?
I'll give him myrrh.
Are you sure?
The most expensive perfume is what he deserves. You say he's a wonderful counselor? Then, sir, I'll give him myrrh.
Why would you want to give him myrrh, Balthazar? That is for dead people.
She's got a point. Gold and frankincense are very good gifts, but myrrh?
Wait a minute. Both Isaiah and Zechariah said the king would give his life for us.
Everybody who believes that should stand on their head.
But he will. His love will be a love we've never known before. A sacrificial love.
Well, if that's true, then I think myrrh's an excellent gift.
Yes, gold for his royalty, frankincense for his deity, and myrrh for his sacrifice.
What did I tell you?
Hip, hip, hip! It's fit for a king. Fit for a king. Fit for a king. He'll present a present that is fit for a king. A gift which he is will be a gift fit for royalty. That's it. It's fit for a king. That's it. It's fit for a king.
Jesse, you think you can handle a camel?
Yes, sir.
Then you help the other camel boys get saddled up and ready to go.
Yes, sir.
Cookie, do you have other food we could take with us?
Certainly. Tomorrow's menu is donkey tail stew, boiled duck feet, and pickled cactus.
Yum, yum!
Splendid. You help the other cook pick. Well, the time has come. Let's go west, wise guys. Go west.
Animal, move them out.
Yeehaw! We'll fall that star, no matter how far we go. We'll fall that star, cause only heaven knows what's underneath that star so bright. We'll change the world from dark to light. We'll fall that star, no matter how far we go. We'll fall that star, no matter how far we go. We'll fall that star, cause only heaven knows underneath that star so bright. We'll change the world from dark to light. We'll fall that star, no matter how far we go. On week one we meet blinding sands. Week two we fight roving bands. Week three and four we nearly drop. On week five our camels stop. We'll fall that star, no matter how far we go. We'll fall that star, cause only heaven knows what's underneath that star so bright. We'll change the world from dark to light. Fall that star, no matter how far we
can't see the star anymore.
Well, where is it?
It's disappeared.
Oh no!
Great! Here we are, stuck out here in the middle of the desert, without even a star to guide us. Why don't you just admit you were wrong about that king business, and just go back home?
Now, just because we can't see the star anymore doesn't mean there's no king.
Sure, that's what faith is, believing in something even if you can't see it.
Okay, camel jockey, then what do you suggest we do?
No matter how tight the spot you're in, here's what you should do. Put your best foot forward, and God will see you through. Take a step of faith, take a step of faith. When you can't see your hand in front of your face, take a step of faith. With no star to guide your way, God still beside you saying, take a step of faith, just take a step of faith.
You're right.
The night is black as coal. God is still God and he's in control. of faith. Take step of faith. When you can't see your hand in front of your face, take step of faith. With no star to guide your way, God still beside you saying, take step of faith. Just take step of faith. Of faith. Take step of faith. When you can't see your hand in front of your face, take step of faith. With no star to guide your way, God still beside you saying, take a step of faith. Just take step of faith. Take a step of faith. Just take step of faith.
Is fine and dandy, but there is going to be one no matter who is going to be so mad if we don't stop and eat.
Hi, Ricky Cookie. What have you got?
So glad you asked, Gaspar. Today's menu is goat brains over rice, fried salamanders, and bird feather tea.
Yum, yum!
All right, all right. Well, we'll make camp here for the night.
Nokiar. How much further do you think it will be?
I don't know, Jesse, but I do know it will be worth it when we get there.
Just imagine what it would be to finally to see the king.
To enter his stately palace.
To look upon his majestic throne.
To see him his magnificent crown.
I can hardly wait.
When I see the king, I will worship him by kneeling at his feet.
When I see the king, I will worship him by singing anthems sweet.
When I see the king, I will offer him the treasure I possess.
To worship him, worship him, worship his holiness. When I see the king, I will worship him by kneeling at his feet. When I see the king, I will worship him by singing anthems sweet.
When I see the king, I will offer him the treasure I possess.
To worship him.
wise guys. I'm kind of getting a little bit anxious to see this king myself.
Oh, Cookie, he'll be wonderful.
Of course he will. But remember, you're just cooks and camel boys. He's a king.
Which means you might not even get to see him.
A heavenly king.
Look, it's a star!
It's back!
And it's more bigger and more beautiful than before.
We can't be now, come on.
Here we go again.
We'll fall like star, no matter how far we go. We'll fall like star, cause only heaven knows what's underneath that star so bright. We'll change the world from dark to light. We'll fall like star, no matter how far we go. On week six, it burns brighter still. Week seven, we can't wait until eight and nine have come and gone. On week ten, we still move on. We'll fall that star, no matter how far we go. We'll fall that star, cause only heaven knows what's underneath that star so bright. We'll change the world from dark to
town.
The little town of Bethlehem.
See how still it lies.
Hold your camels, wise guys. How do you know that is where the king is?
She's got a point. It looks like an awfully small place for a king to be born in.
He's right about that.
It's terribly tiny.
Tiny.
Very tiny.
Exceptionally tiny.
Wait a minute. I remember now. Even though Bethlehem is small, Micah said that out of it would come a ruler who would become the shepherd of his people.
Well, it doesn't seem like much of a place to me, but then again, God is wiser than a wise man.
You mean we're almost there?
Yes, Cookie. After all this time, we're almost there.
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh, it's always me.
Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice.
Behind it.
No, just a stable. And look, there's a young girl inside of it rocking a baby. Could that be the king?
All right, Cookie. Go ahead and make fun of us. All this way just to find our king in a stable.
Well, maybe heavenly kings aren't born in palaces. Maybe they're born in stables and live in houses so that cooks and camel boys can visit them too.
But I thought that you thought that...
Did anybody ever tell you that you think too much? Besides, sometimes what's in your heart is what matters most.
You know, you're not such a tough cookie after all.
Shh, listen.
This king isn't at all what we expected, and yet there's something very special about him.
Yes, but where is his crown?
Where is his throne? What is a crown but something which brings glory to a king? And what is a throne but a place from which he reigns?
And we can give him those!
Yes! Our praise can be his crown, and our hearts can be his throne.
Give that to him.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come.
We have come from the east to bring gifts for the holy child. I bring him gold, for he is the king.
I bring him frankincense, for he is God.
I bring him myrrh, for his life will be a gift to all.
Thank you. You are truly wise men.
Psst. Don't just stand there. Come on.
Oh, we have gifts for him also.
My gift isn't gold, or frankincense, or myrrh. But this bread I baked is about the best you'll ever taste.
Yes, yes. She is a very good cook.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
I'm sure I will. And what is your gift, camel boy?
What could he possibly have fit for a king?
I don't know.
Nor I.
Me, my gift is me.
Yes, take from an old camel boy. After that first Christmas, nothing was the same. Tough cookies became tender hearted faith rockers. Wise guys learned that God's will is far above their own. And simple camel boys became wise guys whenever they gave their life to the Heavenly King. Well, at least this camel boy did. Do you want to become a wise guy? You can. Just take a trip with your heart to the manger and worship the Heavenly King.
Worship the King of Heaven.
Man, that was wonderful. Great. And they are not only great singers and actors and laughers. And I think I saw them helping to direct the play a little bit too. You know, they knew who the next part belonged to. But not only are they great singers and actors, but they are great believers. Any one of these children could pray if you confided to them a need or a request, and your request would be given to God. God would honor it. And I'm just thankful that there are students like these, young people like these, who know not only about the Christmas story, but they know the main star of the Christmas story. And it wasn't only the star that was in the sky visibly, but the little baby that didn't look like much of a star. But they have a faith in him that surpasses the wisest wise guy. I want these children, kids, listen to me just a minute here. I want you to pray for all of us here in just a moment. Now, we're going to help you pray. But I want, if you have any kind of a need, would you just let it be known by just raising a hand and saying, I have some kind of a situation. Kids, look out there, and I know you won't remember, and you probably don't even know everybody's name that's lifting their hands. But some of them you do. But you can pray for them even though the needs and the names are unknown to you. And I want us to join with them. In fact, we can trade back. We can pray for these students and these children as they are praying for us. But all over this congregation, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. And kids, would you just pray for every one of these needs that these people have lifted up. Now, Lord, we're so very thankful that you came. And not only did you come, Lord, but you revealed yourself. And then you gave yourself so that we could have life. Thank you, O Lord, for the faith of these children, Lord, and these young people. I thank you, O God. I do. I thank you, O Lord. And now I'm asking you, we agree with these children, for you to minister to every need and every life that is here tonight. God, you know what that raised up hand represented. I thank you, O God. I thank you, Jesus. And I know that you are able. I know that you are able. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You've heard us. And not only are you going to hear us, but you are going to respond. And I'm so thankful, Lord, for your help. Minister to every life here. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Now, congregation, I know we did this somewhat right here, but just because they are young does not mean that there are not challenges and struggles that they have dealt with this year, maybe some this past week, and maybe some this very day. I feel like this is just a wonderful opportunity for all of us who love these kids so much to just pray a very powerful prayer over them. I know there are parents and grandparents and relatives who consistently do this for your young people that are up here. But we're all going to agree together because, you know, it may astound us what some of these young boys and young girls have been challenged with this year. And I know they're excited about Christmas. They've done such a great job here. But they also have challenges and issues. And sometimes they talk to you about them, and sometimes they talk to teachers about them, and then sometimes they just don't talk to anybody about them. but Jesus knows and God knows. And so, kids, we're going to pray for you as the adults and leaders in your life who love you very, very much. And so, congregation, I'm going to ask you, if you would, just to extend your prayers. In fact, extend your hand, if you would, toward them as just a symbol of what we're doing right now. And would you pray in the Holy Ghost right now and pray for the covering. Now, Lord, we ask for your covering over every one of these young people. Thank you for them, O God. I thank you for your hand upon their lives. And, Lord, only you know everything that they have faced and that has come to them. But, Lord, you're more than able. You're greater than every situation. You're greater than any difficulty that they have faced in these their young years or that they will face in any future days and years. You're greater, Lord, and I ask your physical protection over them. I ask for an emotional protection around them and then a spiritual protection around them. And I pray that they would have a great experience in you and a great knowledge of you spiritually. Several of them already have the experience of your spirit in their lives. Let that only grow and mature. And then let their faith grow in those who have yet to receive your spirit. Let that happen, Lord. And you know and you will, by your grace, give them the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Cover them in every way. Guide them and direct them. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Well, we could say it over and over again. You all did a great job tonight. You did a great job. Thank you, Brother Theo and Sister Chrissy and Sister Sheila. Thank you very much. Brother and Sister Schnurr, this backdrop and decor. How many lights are in there, Brother Dan? 5,000 lights, and you put them all in by hand. So, and, you know, with different decor and different arrangements, sound is a challenge if we're just doing regular. Thank you, Brother Thomas and Brother Gary and ABM. Thank you. And APC, don't we thank God for and welcome all of our guests that are with us tonight? Thank you for your giving and our Christmas blessing offering. And again, we want to remind you of the special Christmas seasonal services a couple of weeks from now on the 16th, our candlelight, and then our special just before Christmas service on the 23rd. And on Wednesday nights, we're doing a series of Christmas in the Gospels. So if your schedule would allow to come back on the Wednesday nights between now and Christmas. Well, thank you for being with us tonight. Greet one another, and we're very glad that you have come, and have a great and a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming to be with us.